WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Sienna Cruz here, coming at you live with another dose of relationship goals. And trust me, today's episode is going to hit different because we're diving deep into something super crucial for any relationship, even the one you have with yourself. We're talking about cultivating mindfulness and presence in your daily life. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize you haven't been paying attention to your partner? Or maybe you're lost in thought during a conversation, only to hear your loved one repeat themselves because they feel unheard. This happens to the best of us. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We're all juggling so much work deadlines, family commitments, that never-ending to-do list. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and forget to truly be present in the moment. But let me tell you, being mindful isn't about becoming a Zen master or meditating for hours on end, though those things are awesome. It's simply about bringing your full attention to the here and now, savoring each experience, big or small. Think of it like this. You wouldn't miss your favorite show because you were distracted by something else, right? Your relationships deserve that same level of focus and attention. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you weave mindfulness into your daily life, whether you're with your partner, friends, family, or even just yourself. 1. Listen actively. This means truly hearing what the other person is saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Put away distractions, make eye contact, and show genuine interest. Ever notice how amazing it feels when someone really listens to you? It's like they're giving you their undivided attention, and that makes all the difference. 2. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life. It could be as simple as enjoying a cup of coffee, feeling the sun on your skin, or laughing with a loved one. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your perspective and makes even the mundane moments more special. 3. Engage your senses. When you're eating, really taste the food. When you're walking, feel the ground beneath your feet. Pay attention to the sights, sounds, smells, and textures around you. This helps you connect with the present moment and appreciate the richness of life. 4. Take mindful breaks. Throughout the day, step away from screens and stressors for a few minutes. Take a walk, listen to calming music, or simply close your eyes and focus on your breath. These little moments of stillness can do wonders for your mental clarity and emotional well-being. 5. Be kind to yourself. We all have days where we're not at our best. When you catch yourself getting caught up in negative thoughts or feelings, gently bring your attention back to the present moment. Remind yourself that it's okay to have imperfections and that self-compassion is essential for cultivating a healthy relationship with yourself and others. Think about those times when you've truly felt connected with someone, maybe during a meaningful conversation, a shared activity, or a quiet moment of intimacy. What made those moments so special? Chances are it was because you were both present, engaged, and giving each other your full attention. Now imagine if you could cultivate that sense of presence more often, not just in your intimate relationships but in all aspects of your life. That's the power of mindfulness. It allows us to connect more deeply with ourselves, others, and the world around us. Remember, building a mindful practice takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it. Start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate every little victory along the way. And just like that, another episode of Relationship Goals comes to a close. I hope this one gave you some valuable insights and tools to cultivate more mindfulness in your life. Remember, being present is a superpower, use it wisely. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little dose of mindful love. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.